Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Knowing Me, Knowing You with Paula. If you enjoyed this episode or any other episodes, I invite you to share with friends and family. I appreciate you for it. My topic today is closely linked to how to cultivate peace in your life and ensuring that you are being the guardian of your galaxy. In other words, the guardian of your life. How are you ensuring that you are living on purpose? How are you cultivating peace and harmony in your life? How are you guarding your mental and spiritual well-being? How are you nurturing your spiritual health? Where do you turn and what do you do in times of questioning, stress, self-doubt, and tension? Wael Saeed, Jay Shetty Certified Mental Health Coach, tunes in with me once again from Dubai, and our very important topic is soul searching, spiritual connection, prayer, and faith. All our details are clickable links in the show notes, so let's head on into our topic. Wael, welcome back to Knowing Me, Knowing You. Salam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Thank you for joining me for this very important topic for both you and me on spirituality, prayer, and faith. I'm looking forward to your insightful shares, and it's always a pleasure speaking to you.
And thank you for starting your episode today by our own Islamic tradition and greeting, which is Assalamu Alaikum, which is in English, peace upon you. And I thank you for that. It's my honor to be with you for our second episode today as a part of your lovely podcasting family. Thank you for that.
I do want to talk about this greeting that you have in Islam, and it is a religious salutation for Muslims used worldwide when greeting each other. And it is also used by Arab Christians, I believe, and Mizrahi Jews. I did a little bit of homework. And I wanted to share this as well with listeners. It is also stated that one should give the salam greeting upon entering a house. This is based upon a verse of the Quran. However, when you enter houses, greet one another with a greeting of peace from Allah, blessed and good. What a wonderful way to greet someone, and so respectful. So my question to you is this. This greeting, is this used all the time, even amongst good friends and family when you see these people often? Or is there an abbreviated version? Like we would say hello to someone, hello, nice to meet you. Or with your friend, you go, hey, what's up?
I want to thank you for that question. And yes, greeting in Islam, or especially in Arab countries, which is Assalamu alaikum, which is peace upon you. We have always taken that as a religious, a spiritual, traditional Arabic way. Not only in Arabic countries, but all over the world.
Yeah.
What is the beautiful thing whenever that I see you for the first time, even that I know you, or even that I know you, and I say Assalamu alaikum, or peace upon you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful wording.
Yes.
You are using that with all kind of people that I know, or even that I don't know. With my family, with my friends. Even, you know what? It's something traditional. I remember these days, even when I passing through my street or something like that, and anybody that's sitting there that I don't know, even eye contact between me and an old man, am eye contact between me and another man, in the street, if that eye contact is there, we can say Assalamu alaikum and then go. I don't know him. I don't know that person, but it's there.
Yes.
Even when you say that affirmation or that greeting to someone with a smile, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You say that Assalamu alaikum. What a beautiful thing when you have that greeting with peace.
Yes.
That feeling, you are greeting the other person with peace in order to feel peace. When you say that, I can tell you something. When you tell me that, I would love to feel peace inside me. Is peace a feeling? Peace is not a feeling. We can create peace. We can make peace. Is that right? But even if that, you are greeting each other with peace, because we all would love to live with peace with each other. Whatever that you are, Muslim, you are Christian, you are Jewish, whatever it is, we are using greeting of Islam as Arabic countries, or even non-Arabic countries, as Assalamu Alaikum with all kind of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever who you are, I know you, I don't know you, whatever your color, whatever your religion, whatever that you believe or not in God, always using that greeting, which is peace upon you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You said greeting with peace, because you're coming in peace, right? It I think this greeting for me creates, knowing that it says peace upon you, fills me with peace.
You are creating a bridge of peacefulness between you and the other person in just only one or two words, or only one phrase.
Yeah.
Imagine that in a few seconds of word.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can feel that, oh, I don't know you. How can you say assalamu alaikum or peace upon you? It doesn't matter that I know you. No, you're a human being.
Yes.
And you deserve to live in peace with me. It's a reflection for our religion as Muslims, to be honest.
I love that. A reflection of Muslims and your faith, right? Building a bridge of peace. This is why I love to have, you know, tap into people from different cultures and religious backgrounds, right? Because we can just learn something. I think listeners can learn today. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I love that. So our topic of prayer, the importance of prayer and religion and spirituality, this is something we've spoken about before, and the importance in our lives. And in our last episode together, we spoke about four key areas that we can focus on to support and improve our mental health. And I mean, these were four that are absolutely, I mean, there's so many different areas, but these were four of my favorites. Gratitude, so important, right? Forgiveness, right? Acts of kindness, and connecting to nature. Four very important key areas I think all of us can live by. So one that we forgot off the list, and we kept off the list because I wanted us to come back and talk about this very important topic, and that is religion and spirituality and prayer and how that can support us in our lives and mental health.
Yes.
So what I want to talk about here is with regards to prayer, and it is an important foundation, right, for the Muslim faith. I know it is very important for the Christian faith. And if I can share with you, in Christianity, prayer is considered a way of communicating with God and to deepen our relationship with Him. And it is seen as a way to ask for forgiveness, to seek guidance, and express gratitude. Gratitude for what has been, God has provided in our lives and what we have in our lives. Prayer is very important, a very important foundation for the Muslim faith. And I know that you have this call to prayer 5 times per day, and it is a reminder to leave behind the worldly matters and come and worship Allah and seek guidance. And it is one of the 5 pillars of Islam, is prayer, or salah. Is that the right way to say it?
Yes, you say it right. That's salah. Yeah.
So what role does religion and prayer play in your life?
That question is so deep, to be honest. And my own definition from praying is your own way in order to connect with the Creator who created that universe and creating you in a very spiritual, deep, lovely way. When you say that we are praying 5 times a day, you are disconnected from the external world, from your own life, your work, stress, family, friends, whatever that you are doing in life, whatever it is, up and downs, pleasures, whatever that you are doing, and just going to meet the one who created you. Have a meeting, have a beautiful meeting with that one. And it is not an easy meeting, because one of the ways in order to build that meeting between me and God, and between us as Muslims and Allah, that we have some traditional way. We are doing something called wudu. Wudu, which is we are cleaning ourselves 5 times before every prayer. You are going to the washroom and just clean somewhat of your body. And it's about you are preparing yourself for praying, because you have to be clean before going to meet your God. And then when you go to meet God, we do some sign by our hand. That sign, we're saying that phrase, Allahu Akbar, which means that we're going to meet the greatest of Allah, which is the God. And in that time, we start to be mindful in only one thing, which is being mindful was that meeting with God, that connection between you and God only, and nobody else. In that time, you disconnect from everything around you and connect with only one, which is only one God who believe as a Muslim, which is Allah, which is God. You start using your own phrases, the Quranic phrases that you say through your prayers.
Yeah.
You start saying your Islamic affirmation during your prayers.
Yeah.
And from here, you start doing and talking with God about everything that you want. What is the best one that you can talk with in your life? It's the best one as a human being.
Yeah.
Even your pet, even your cat, even your dog. You're talking with the one who created you, and that was the one who know everything about you before even you're born. You know everything about you in the future, in the past, in the present. You know everything about you even better than you. We are using that prayer in order to connect with the one who created us. That connection, it is not only by physical way, that movement that you are doing. No, that connection by our heart, in order to create that peace between me and God first. And then in order to create it between me and myself, and between me and the other people around us. It's coming, Assalamu alaikum, which is coming at this, the word of Islamic way, Islam.
Yes.
Islam is also a definition from Salam, which is peace. Salah, or praying, is a way to create peace between you and your own God, the one who created you at the first place. So if you're looking for peace, start to create peace between you and God through your own praying, in order to create peace inside you and also between you and people around you. It's more than prayers.
Yeah.
So in Islam, praying is so important. That's why it's becoming the 4 or 5 times a day, and also 5 times a day in the different times.
Yes.
When we're not just praying continuously or something like that, but there's a wisdom behind it.
I remember my visit to Dubai, and the first time, I think we've spoken about this before, the first time I have ever been in a Muslim country and hearing the call to prayer. Now, I've always, you know, watching documentaries, you see it on TV, but to actually experience that in person, I didn't have any words, and I was just so intrigued by this melodic sound. And I thought, how interesting that people are reminded this is your time to step away from the world, step away from the noise, and come and seek guidance and give gratitude and thanks, right? And I thought, how beautiful is that, this reminder and this melodic calling? I felt like it puts you in this very peaceful trance. We were visiting the mosque in Abu Dhabi, right? The Grand Mosque, beautiful. While we were there, they had the call to prayer, being in this very important place, this place of worship, and to experience this melodic calling to come and communicate with a higher power felt very peaceful, just like I've experienced in other religious places of worship. Now, in Christianity, we don't have a call to prayer or call to pray 5 times a day. But what I do know is that I know I do, is I start and end my day with prayer. But during the day, my day is filled with little prayers and prayers of thanks and gratitude, and prayers for help. I think I can say that I'm always talking to God and my guardian angels. I know that in Islam, prayer is one of the five pillars of faith and is seen as a way to worship Allah and seek His guidance. And Muslims are required to pray five times a day.
It is not only about the five times.
Yeah.
Five times is a time that that is your own time in order to disconnect from the materialistic life.
Yeah.
The distraction.
Yeah.
The routine that you're doing. Come on, have a rest, have a break.
Yeah.
In order to find peace.
Yes.
In that specific time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes,
yeah.
Five times a day, just relax, reduce your stress and anxiety, worry, depression. Even I'm working, for example, 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
So during my shift, I'm praying about two times. I'm waiting for the very time to have a break. I'm stressed from work. I will go to pray. You know, that time when I go to pray, that's the time to release my stress and anxiety, worry, that pressure from work. I'm connecting with God. I'm talking with God.
Yeah.
God, I'm asking you forgiveness. I'm thanking you for everything in my life, gratitude. God, I'm talking about my own problems, my own issues. You talk about anything inside you, anything that you cannot talk with a human being, you can talk with God.
Yes.
Because He understands you and listens to you. I always believe in that, my friend. It started by faith. And as Muslims, we didn't see God. We didn't see God by our own eyes. But we can see God by our own heart.
The same in Christianity, right?
The same thing.
Yeah.
Because when I'm praying, it's not about the physical thing. I'm not seeing God physically. But I can see God by my own heart. That is your own time to see God. Five times a day,
yes.
By your own heart. You feed it. I'm reading the book, 40 Rules of Love. It's a Sufi book.
Sufi book, yes.
About Rumi and Shams Tabrizi. Rumi is so famous. I think
yes.
Anybody can listen to us, you know Rumi, is that right? And he was talking about, how can you find God in silence? That time when I go to pray before dawn, that's most of the people are sleeping.
Yes.
When the calling, it's a calling in a very difficult time. You can wake up at 4:30 or 5 a.m. in order to pray. It's something so difficult for you.
Yes.
But imagine
people people can't even get up and go to the gym at 5 a.m. in the morning, right?
Yes. So imagine that if you start wake up every day, because I know that at 4:30 I wake up in order to meet God.
Yeah.
If you talk about mentally, you are creating that muscle of commitment, commitment and discipline. You
yes.
are working every day in that time to meet God and pray. It's a beautiful feeling, my friend. It's not about feelings only. If you talk about mentally, you build that muscle of commitment and discipline for doing the thing that you love to do in your life. And if you build that muscle doing that way, things, it will help you to do another thing in your life. Like going to gym, going to work, whatever that you do in your life.
It's any not goals you set,
thing.
Right?
Any yeah. goal that you set. It helps you a lot. Mentally, physically, emotionally, even spiritually. But that is the thing that we are trying to make it in a wider place.
Yes.
I'm just trying to see it or explain in a different perspective.
Yeah.
It is not about meeting God. God is telling you, come and meet me and talk with me because of you. Because you need this.
Yes.
Because you need this. That's why.
And so something I want to bring up here and talk about as well is that you talk about finding peace, right? And I think we can all do, and I just released an episode about cultivating more peace in our lives, eliminating or decreasing the peace stealers in our lives. And I talk about prayer and how prayer and connecting to your spirituality and connecting to God and to faith, how this can help support you in this journey to cultivating more peace in your lives. I see it as a form of self-care. And self-love, right? If you love yourself, why would you not give yourself this time of connection and thanks to the Creator, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very important. Yeah. And I like that about the commitment and discipline. This is very important. I mean, this just really flows through many areas of our life.
I would like to share with you something, the calling. Many times that I would love to speak with God about answers for some for some question that I don't know anything about in my life.
Yes.
I tell God, I just want to, I want to know your guidance. I want to know your answer about these questions. I'm asking God about these questions. And Allah give me signs. Give me signs through visions. Give me signs through dreams. Give me signs through sounds. I hear things. And I was telling myself, I remember that day, I was asking God about some important decision in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that I want to know, is that the right decision or not? You know what? In the same night, before going to sleep, because I was praying go to sleep. That is the last thing that I do every day. The last thing that I do, I'm ending my day by prayers. Okay, and go to sleep. Prayer and gratitude. And then I dreamed about the answer. What was that? And I wake up and said, I tell myself, God, that you answer my prayers through dreaming. I believe in that. And I was asking the same question the same day. God, are you talking with me or answering my questions through a vision, through dreams, through sounds, or voices? The same day, I was reading the same book. And I was talking about the same thing. God is talking to me through my visions, through my dreams, or even through my voices. Everything is connected. It was a big proof for me that God is there and He answered me. It is not a coincidence. I don't believe in that. I believe in a connection. Everything has a reason behind it. That thing was driving me crazy. I remember that quote that I read about Shams Tabrizi. It's a Sufi thing. He was saying that in his quote, there's a thin line between losing your mind and finding yourself in God. It's not about losing your mind and become crazy. No, you are losing that mind, which is materialistic life that you're living right now. And you create that mindset of meeting your own God every day and know who is the creator for that life and know the secrets of creation of that universe and the secrets of creating you. What a beautiful thing of knowing every day or losing in a journey of knowing who you are as a human being, knowing the secrets of creation, the secret of God and universe. Yeah. Not stuck in one place and just going to job and go to sleep. No, you are on a journey of knowing who you are, knowing God, and part of that journey, which is great. How do you know yourself? How do you know the secret of your creation as who you are? How do you know the one who created the universe without meeting himself in praying or whatever you are religions. I'm not talking about religious way now. I'm talking about very deep spiritual way.
Yes.
You are a Christian, I'm a Muslim, there's a Jewish, there's a Hindu, there's a Bodhi. We're living here in UAE, different nationalities, different colors, different religions. We all are equal as human beings. We are praying by different ways, but I believe we are praying to the same creator. But different mindset, different beliefs, whatever that you believe in. But I believe, imagine that you are a Muslim praying now, you're a Christian praying in a church, a Muslim praying in a mosque, you're Buddha in a temple, or whatever, Hindu in a temple, whatever that religion is, and you are praying to the same God, but you by your own beliefs. It is not about religion. It's about how you connect by your own way to the God.
Yes. Yes. So I wanted to share something here that I discovered during my research. So the role of prayer varies across different religions and spiritual practices. We know that. So in Christianity, it's a way to communicate with God and deepen one's relationship with Him. In Islam, prayer is a way to communicate with Allah and deepen one's relationship with Him, seeking His guidance. In Judaism, prayer is a way to connect with God and express one's devotion. In Hinduism, prayer is a way to connect with the divine and seek blessings. And in Buddhism, prayer is a way to express devotion and seek enlightenment. Now, I know there are different types of prayer, each with its own purpose and approach. And one I want to touch on is meditation prayer. This is a type of prayer which involves quiet reflection and contemplation. And I know, Wael, that you have shared with your followers about the benefits of meditation. And I think, if I'm correct, you meditate as well.
I can tell you something. My routine every day, every morning, start by praying and then making meditation for 20, maximum 40 minutes. And for me, praying and meditation have something in common, which is mindfulness. You are mindful. When you go to pray, you are mindful, okay, to connect with God. When you go meditation, we are mindful, we're connecting with who you are as human being, with your inner world. Okay? So you connect with God first, and then you go and connect with you, with yourself. So meditation. Yeah. It's out of mindfulness. Because I believe that meditation is, as I learned it from Dr. Julie Smith, clinical psychology, she was saying that meditation is your own gym workout for your own mind. It's more than this. Mm. In my point of view, my definition of meditation is your own way in order to connect with who you are as a human being, with the inner world, in order to find the alignment between your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual way as a human being.
Yes.
Because through meditation, you disconnect from everything around you and connect with who you are as human. You connect with your own thoughts, you connect with your own feeling, you connect with your own needs inside you. I believe the outer world and the inner world, you connect with the inner world by closing your eyes and dig deeper inside who you are and be aligned and certain by yourself.
Connecting to your heart as well, right? Creating this inner peace and calm. It's like puzzle pieces, right? They all fit hand in hand with each other.
It's all connected. Meditation helped me a lot also to improve my muscle of mindfulness, which also will help me in praying. Because even in praying, that becomes sometimes become distracted by your thoughts. Think about your future, think about your vision, think about things around you, the noise, chaos, whatever. But you have tried to be mindful as much as you can with committed with God, with saying Quran, with saying affirmations, with saying, with talking with God. We don't want to be distracted. Yeah. That's why. I always ask myself that. When, for example, when was the last time that you eat? I just finished my meal.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what? I've just finished my meal. And even what I'm eating, I'm asking myself, when the last time that you eat? And that to myself, no, I'm not telling you about the eating with distraction. When was the last time you eat mindfully and use the five senses while eating? That is eating.
Yeah.
You see the apple and you smell it and you touch it.
You taste it.
You taste it and you hear even why that you are eating. The sound. That is eating. The same. You're doing with meditation, the same that you're doing with your own prayers.
Yeah.
The thing which that you don't do it with mindfulness, I don't think we're losing the meaning of it. We're losing the pleasure of it. There's no pleasure behind it. Praying and meditation help a lot in order to be connected with God and myself in a mindful way. That helped me a lot in my external life.
Nice.
Doing your work, doing eating, doing drinking, even doing talking with others, even here now. I'm mindful to that conversation between me and you right now, the podcast. You're asking me a question, I'm answering you. I had that conversation between me and you. Being mindful here. No, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what I'm hearing you say, prayer and meditation is for you. And this can be for other listeners who might be agreeing with you or maybe have never tried meditation. It's a way of connection to God, to yourself. And I talk a lot about this in my coaching. I've spoken a lot about this actually on this platform as well. Mindfulness and becoming aware, right? When we talk about prayer, I know that in your life, you have faced some challenges. And so how have you found this to be a support, or how has it benefited you and impacted you in your life in those times of deep challenge for you?
You know what? It always started by doubts. I will never be have that kind of faith and spirituality with connecting with God.
Yeah.
And the whole universe was, I won't have a journey of up and down of doubts and beliefs.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I'm grateful for have doubts in my life. Because of that doubt that helped me, you know, to understand more about Islam, about my religion, understand more about Christianity, because I read about Christianity. About Jewish, about Buddhism, about Hindu, about different beliefs. And I start to have a research with myself and also ask my friends, because I live in here in Europe, you have different cultures. Ask my friends here, understand more about God. It was a journey. You can say that I started that journey of knowing who you are and knowing God 10 years back.
Okay.
That journey is up and downs. That journey is full of doubts and beliefs. As I mentioned in the previous episode, one of the best way to improve your mental health, which is connecting with nature.
Yes.
How connected nature is God. When I go and sit with nature and connect with nature, I start to meditate with nature and know God more. I'm meditating and connecting with nature and not to connect with God. Thank you, God, for creating that beautiful moon. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah.
So the doubting inside you start to help you to improve your believer side by knowing yourself more and connected with the universe around you. It's more than praying, my friend. I was praying and I have that kind of suicidal thoughts. Depression. Yeah. Depression, as I'm calling Mr. Depression, is come and go. Time to time.
Yeah.
As part of my niche as a coach is mental health, depression, respected coach.
Yes.
Why I choose depression? Because I understand I have a 10 years journey with depression. That's why I call it Mr. Depression. I was praying and I was telling God, I am talking with God.
Yeah.
I have this kind of societal thoughts. I know that. Depression came to me because there's unmet need in my life. And before that being, one of my friends, as also the coach, was talking to me. They also going through depression. And she was talking with me about her emotional story. And suddenly, through praying, I got the insight. Something in my intuition was telling me that, well, depression is like a mental flu. It come and go. Flu as a physical flu is come and go.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Depression, the same thing, is come and go in your life. It's according to your mental state. It's according how you have a mental immune system. The same as physical immune system.
Yeah.
If you have a physical immune system strong, the flu will come to you, it will not affect you because you have a good immune system. The same. We have mental immune system. When depression comes to you as a flu, you know how can you deal with depression, this kind of thought. You know what?
Yes.
When I get that insight through praying, it comes to me through praying. It seems like God want to send me a message through my heart because it came from here, from my heart.
Yeah.
And you know, after that, I was writing about that insight. I was sending that message to my friend to share my insight. And another podcast, I shared that insight. Bring a connection with God more than that. It's a guidance to know who you are as a human being. To be also aligned, how to improve your mental, emotional, spiritual, even physical health. When you talk about anxiety, and when you go to bring and connect with God, and you just disconnect from that outer world and connect with the one who created you, something is happening inside you. You are creating that inner peace inside you, my friend. Most people are going through depression when asking about bees, the manure, I don't have bees in my life. How can you create your inner bees and replace it by, how can you create your inner bees and not be replaced by your inner wolf? Praying is the best way in order to create your inner bees, my friend.
In this latest podcast episode, one episode I released about cultivating more peace in your life, I speak about how religion and spirituality and leaning into your faith can support us in creating the peace, right? I shared that earlier, and I shared five key ideas where it can help us, and that is to give us purpose and meaning in life. And I want to share this with listeners, right? Guidance and wisdom, fostering a sense of community, right? Because you're connecting with these like-minded people. Forgiveness and compassion. And this very last one, which I find and I think fits very well in with a lot of information share that you share around mental health, is religion and spirituality and leaning into our faith offers a sense of hope, right? Yes. And I think this is very important, like I'd said before with listeners, in that if you are feeling lost, if you are suffering from anxiety, depression, this is a place to start leaning into your faith. If you've moved away from your religion, prayer, to turning inward can bring much comfort, right, in challenging situations. And you share this a lot about the importance of going inward, creating that peace. Very, very important. So yeah. Challenges with prayer, and I know that people can sometimes have challenges with meditation. I do. Sitting still for extended periods of time, keeping out the mind chatter, right? And so I know that there can be challenges sometimes with prayer. Doubt, distractions. Well, you know, what are some common challenges you have faced? Have you faced any challenges with prayer in your life? And how have you overcome those challenges?
I have a lot.
Oh.
Especially when I traveled here in UAE.
Yes.
7 years back, because different countries and different timing. Sometimes I was finding work and up and downs. And I was mentally not stable. And have doubts and all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
But you know what? Especially also when I find job, because you are working during the day and you have different time of praying and you have to take break and go to pray and have these kind of challenges. But to be honest, this all kind of challenge would starting by my inner doubts. Because I faced and go through religious OCDs about religion, about God, existence, and all this kind of stuff, to be honest. When you have doubts and you stop praying and you start doubting God, okay, and live away from God, don't go to mosque, go to temple, don't go to church. No, I'm angry on God. I will not go. I stop praying. What makes you come back? I'm asking anybody that question. I'm asking myself, what makes you come back to mosque and church and temple, whatever, to pray? Ask yourself why. Remember the last time that you stopped praying and you come back to God. You found out that you went through a very hard times and many challenges in your life, mentally or even physically or even emotionally. You went through depression, anxiety, worry, lose. You lose someone that you love. You lose money. You lose job. Went through very difficult, struggling situation in your life, and then you find out no help from anyone. Even if people around you can help you, with family even that you love, but is there something still missing, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
And you think there's something bigger than that? Yes. Oh, God is there. You believe? You still believe in God now? Yes. Yeah. I have some doubts, but still believe in God.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go and pray and check. You know what? When you go back to pray, because you're missing praying, because you spend maybe some time didn't pray, maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or whatever.
Yeah.
When you come back to praying and talk with God and start to weep, start to cry. You know what? You're melting your own sins. The darkness inside you start to melt. that mountains of darkness, that mountains of struggling and worry and anxiety inside you, and your inner will start melting by talking with God, asking for forgiveness, asking for guidance, asking for help. You start to see the light inside you, my friend. Sometimes I believe in that in my religion. God, when you see you that going far away from Him, He start to challenge you. But we understand it in a different way. We started doubting God. No, God is loving me. But that's why He gave you like a sign. Okay, I'm feeling so hard time, I'll go back to God. Yes, because He wants to see you. I want to meet
yes.
you. Yes. To come to Him and talk with Him. He's not hating you, man. No. It's only a way, you know, to come back to Him and talk. God don't need you, my friend. He's God. No need. You are the one who need God, to be honest. I remember that quote I wrote about Sophie. I love Sophie because it's more spiritual, you know. About Rumi and Shams Tabrizi. Remember the quote exactly, but he's talking about that the one who speak ill of God is speak ill about himself. You speak about, it's spoke ill about God, the one who created that universe and created you. If you speak ill about God, you speak about your creation, which is who you are.
Yes.
As a human being. So imagine that. How many of us in that time doubting God and speaking ill of God? God is everywhere. I don't remember the verses in Islam, in Quran, but the meaning of it is God is so near from you, even your own veins. Your body. Yeah.
So I know that, right, people will think, okay, well, common challenges that we might face when we talk about prayer, and that is, first of all, our own doubt. Is there actually a God, or is anyone actually listening when I pray? Will my prayers be answered? And distractions, right? Allowing distractions to come in so that we don't connect with God and don't also connect with ourselves and go inward. So what I discovered through some of my research when we talk about challenges and overcoming these challenges in prayer, I think what you and I both know and is to set a regular time for prayer can be something you can do if you find you need to start creating a habit. Sometimes with prayer and meditation, like they often say, to create a sacred space. Do you have a sacred space?
I have some place here in my room.
Yes.
Dedicated for praying only and also meditation. Praying on that side, meditation on that side. The same carpet that I use, the praying carpet. Okay, I use it for praying first and then make it in half and sit and make my meditation after the praying. It seems like a connected both of them together. You connect with God. It's intention. You know what?
Yeah.
For us, when we do something, we always think about our intention.
Yes.
What is my intention behind the broadcast? What is your intention by the broadcast? Our intention by the broadcast that we want to share a message about bringing about spirituality in order to help and serve people through that broadcast. That's our intention. That's our purpose too. Is that right? It's intention behind it. It's a way of connection with God, connection with who you are as a human being. It's a beautiful thing when we have no limits of knowing our God in a spiritual way. Whatever that your religion, whatever that your way you believe, your country, the environment that you're living in, your nationality, your passport, all of this, nothing. When I'm sitting in my workplace, and look into people around me, one meeting or something like that every morning, and see about 10 nationalities with different religions, different beliefs. We all are human beings, has been created by the one God. It's a beautiful thing. Everyone who has that intention, who has that belief inside you. Every day when you wake up, every morning, and you don't know what is going on today, even tomorrow. You don't know. It's unknown, my friend. The future, which is the unknown. How can you go to the unknown? I believe it, and this is that I learned for Joseph Richardson. He was saying that faith is your own fuel and motivation towards the future. Your faith of God, I believe in God, I believe in God is there, which is guiding me, which is which is help me and serve me in order towards the unknown to the future. You don't know anything about your own future, my friend.
Yeah.
Without faith, that motivation inside, you know, towards the future, faith is so important. You cannot find God without faith, my friend.
Yeah. Faith and hope, right?
Faith and hope.
Giving us a sense of hope, right? And this supports our mental well-being. So this is where I say to people, when you're feeling challenged in your life, when you are feeling despondent in your life, when you are depressed, when you are anxious, to start praying.
When you pray and ask God for something,
yeah,
for someone, Lord, I wanna be a life coach. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm praying. Every day I'm praying.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, every day I'm praying to say, this is my goal. I want God to help me with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I went through a very hard challenges. For example, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah, 6 months. That challenge was a very mentally struggling. And then I found out that these 6 months, it was preparing me to be a life coach or mental health coach. You're asking God to for to reach something in your life, one goal. So God was preparing you mentally to reach that goal. You cannot reach that goal like this in one day or another. He's preparing you mentally to be a life coach, to be a mental health coach, to be a depression coach. So you have to go through depression for years in order to understand what is the meaning of depression and to help your own clients. You ask my prayers. I'm answering your prayer right now. Now, I'm going to ask God. I'm grateful to God that He, because you know my future, that I want to see depression through that journey of mental illnesses, because I learned a lot about depression and had made lessons and not to be a mental health coach now. You know the journey.
You lean into your faith, you pray, you will see a shift in your life.
Oh, no, I had something. Right? Because that saying is so, I want to thank you for sharing that, to be honest. Because it's so related to me. And be careful for what asking for God. You're asking for something, right? So yeah, be ready. Be ready for the
test.
Be ready for the challenge. That journey from point A to point B to achieve your goal, that journey is up and downs.
Yes.
That's a challenge, struggling. Whatever that you're going through, mental illnesses, depression, loses money, anxiety, worry, that because it's preparing you for something, you ask God for something, yes, He prepares you mentally and emotionally, spiritually, physically, to reach your goal. And one day, when you reach your goal, you say that, I'm so grateful for that I went through in my life. I'm so grateful for God that I reached my goal. And I want to add something here, because you remind me by that, I have my own perspective about that. When you go through a hard time or challenges, acknowledge that you're going through a hard time now. Exhibit the feeling by it. See what is your feeling by that. What is the need not covered as human being? Understanding that, it start to change your own perspective. Don't just stuck in the dark side. See the bright side from the situation. You learn from that. When you see the bright side, you will feel good about it. I can learn something. Don't move. You're going to accept it. You're going to learn something from it. As you learn something from it, you're going to go and grow through it in your life. I believe that there's a goodness in everything, but it's your own perspective. How we see that own perspective, how we see the situation from a different perspective in order to go through this. God will create plans for you. You are free to do whatever that you want. God guiding us and tell us what is the good, what is the bad, what is the right, what is the wrong. So Quran, that is your own guidance in life. You can read Quran and understand in order to move in your life. And then you decide. You want to go In a godly way, in a God way. Want to go was the devil way. Want to go to hell. Want to go to heaven. Whatever. That is your own choice as a human being. Simple example. But even in your own life, you are free, my friend.
Yeah.
You're free to do what you want, to believe or not believe.
Well, Wael, thank you so much. Sadly, we are going to have to end this episode here. Otherwise, we can talk for hours on this very important topic. So I want to say thank you very much for all your insightful information and wisdom shares. I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And before we go, do you have any final words you would like to share?
I just want to share only one thing. if you start to lose a belief in God and belief in yourself, just give one try. It's only start by trying.
Yeah.
And not only praying, only start by trying. We are not always winning, but you always should keep trying. Try to know God. Try to know yourself. Try to go to church. Try to go to mosque. God, try to go whatever that you believe in. And start to know who you are. Know the creation. Know the secret of creation. The secret of creating who you are. Know who is God. Never lose hope. If you're not praying now, give a try. Because praying is your own spiritual way to connect with your own God, to find and create the inner peace in order to live mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually healthy in your life and aligned as a human being. I want to thank you so much for your time and energy, my friend.
Thank you. Listener, we have come to the end of another wonderful episode, important topic, and just to go over what we covered. So we spoke about the role of prayer, and Wael shared about the Muslim faith and prayer and the importance of prayer and religion in his life. We spoke about prayer and different religions and spiritual practices, touched on a little bit about different types of prayer, and we spoke about challenges with prayer and overcoming these challenges. Listener, I encourage you to try incorporating prayer into your life. I know for me, my personal experience with prayer and spiritual connection and leaning into my faith has provided much support and comfort and helped me cultivate peace and harmony in my life. As always, all my connection details are clickable links in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye for now.